FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Kim Kontu with C-Square Party says initial tensions are inevitable due to the diverse political backgrounds of its members. The organization briefed the media yesterday on preparations for its first anniversary celebrations at Durban's Moses Mabhida Stadium next month. The MKP has grown to become the third largest political organization in the country. High Command member Advocate Dali Mpofu has acknowledged that there have been some initial challenges. He says the party is working to address them.
Anybody who has ever been involved in a new political organization will know that it must have teething problems. If it doesn't, then you must know there's something wrong, especially if it's a mass-based organization. On our maiden arrival there, we became the official opposition of South Africa. That's not a small thing. Going towards next year, we will be stabilizing the organization. By the time we're talking about the second anniversary this time next year, you'll be talking about a completely different picture.
Two people have been killed in a crash involving a truck and a buggy near Fairbreeze, north of Durban. The vehicles collided head-on on the N2 late in the afternoon. Medics from IPSS Medical Rescue say the driver of the buggy and a passenger died on the scene. Another passenger suffered moderate injuries, while two people from the truck were treated for minor injuries. And police say another group of illegal miners resurfaced from the Stilfontein gold mine in the northwest. The 20 miners emerged from the Margaret Shaft yesterday. This brings the number of people who've resurfaced since Sunday night to 54. Here's the police's Sabata Makwabone.
They include 10 Lesotho, 6 Zimbabwe and 4 Mozambique foreign nationals. All the illegal miners are still being processed.
Further afield, polling stations in Namibia have had to stay open hours after they were meant to close. Reports say logistical issues left thousands waiting in queues for up to 12 hours to vote in presidential and legislative elections. The polls could usher in the desert nation's first woman leader. Some voters who've been queuing all day have blamed technical problems that included issues with voter identification tablets and insufficient ballot papers. And in New York, a judge has again denied Sean Diddy Combs bail. The rapper, who's been charged with sex trafficking and racketeering, has pleaded not guilty to the crimes. His criminal trial is scheduled to get underway in May next year. Prosecutors opposed the music producer's third bid, alleging he contacted witnesses and used unauthorized communications platforms from jail. They allege the 55-year-old sexually abused women and coerced them into drug-fueled parties using threats and violence. Back home, we've got a high of 23 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.